48 hours,
60
minutes.
I'm not gonna sit and watch a movie for 48 hours. That's how long it took to make!
I'd like to make an editor's note on this part. We're talking about the smoke and the light, right?
Oh, that's beautiful.
The part about the smoke camera ending, that is the entire reason why all of this is happening right now.
Oh, that's great. I think that's going to be awesome.
Scenes. That's the only scene, I believe, in which we use the lights. We can use any version of this shot while we keep the dialogue running.
Yeah. Let me sort of do a tracking shot here.
Which is the only part of Portland Cable Access that we used, and contractually we are now obligated to do all of this because of that one scene.
A lot of random, inexplicable shit happens.
You just don't see the superstructure, don't you?
I'm blind to it. It hasn't emerged for me in our discussions thus far. There's I don't know what's involved. Toast? Yes. Spaceships?
Tell them to rock the van.
Okay, we're coming down now. It's going to be a little bumpy.
We can simulate it.
What's the beat? The meta plot line?
Well, you see, what I think is that the whole thing boils down to this epic struggle between these two great kind of symbolic icons of the universe. And one of them is Hamburger.
Hamburger!
And the other one is Toast.
Toast! Toast! Toast!
So, you see, you've got these two kind of equal but opposite struggling protagonists who are each trying to deliver a message. And they've each got a videotape. And what's on that videotape? Basically, in the world of gods, there's a competition for two new potential gods.
You'll know it when you get there.
Don't you fucking understand?
To become welcome in the gang of God.
The people will never get it because the people will never live.
Hey, I got your right here. You wanna, you can share this or something, huh?
Thanks.
Service with a smile.
Right?
It's good, I'm told.
Cream cheese?
There's no donuts, man.
No, I all run out of donuts. But you know what? Yeah, I could probably.
You're supposed to be a god and you can't even get a donut?
It's round!
Yeah, and it's got a hole in the middle, but it's not covered with sugar. It doesn't have a creamy filling. But you know, it's okay.
Well, if you call this a creamy filling, it's cream cheese.
It'll do. These two new gods, Eulaton and Agro, potential gods, are being discussed by the other gods as to whether or not they should be let into their gang of gods.
Well, hey, I hope you guys enjoy, and you know, remember this when I come around for those nominations and things. That would be nice, because that other god, you know, she's all right, but she got problems. You know what I'm talking about!
Oh yeah, so there's this plant named Clora. He was the god that was a plant, and he, the plan was that the plant could sort of be the god of whatever he wanted. He could have it cut.
Do you really think this guy? Oh, see? No.
We can make edits away from the plant to any scene in order to make that scene make sense in the overall meta-narrative.
So you're running?
I'm running.
Gods are all sitting around a cafe discussing the two new potential gods and at the same time discussing their own worlds. And they do clever things like this. My world's doing okay. And then we'll go. And then cut to some scene that wouldn't have made any sense, but it's like that god describing their world.
We don't know what thing is going to happen in the future, and we're going to need something that makes no sense now, but we can work on that later.
Reclinus is out there. Like, he's the god of leisure, so he'd be teaching people how to play golf and, like, trying to get people to join his country club.
So now that Agra's gone, let's talk a little shop, man. How are things going on in your home world?
Well, you know, the normal stuff.
Banked was one of the gods, the god of Armageddon.
Creating strife, building tension.
What was your name? We get Flaky?
Sparky. Eventually it'll lead to the inevitable end.
Sparky. Sparky, the angry god of destruction.
That's right.
In addition to this, Elatan and Agro are trying to promote themselves to the peoples of many planets and universes by video. They're trying to show these people video of why they should be gods. And so that's sort of where our plot takes us.
It had been like this vague idea for months and months and months. And I said, well, let's actually do it. When can we do it? Who's going to be in town when? And there were like all these weekends thrown around. Finally, one weekend looked like everybody was going to be in town that was interested. Basically, anyone that doesn't check their email at least four times a day doesn't deserve to be in a movie.
I don't have an email address.
And they will have no thoughts about the actual movie. I only think about
when it is.
How we will get people together.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I really allowed myself to do.
Imagine a movie created in 48 hours.
From conception to the final cut.
So, Josh, how do you think the 48-hour movie is going so far?
I think that it's very spotty. I think that the project itself has been a blast. I like the whole concept. I think that we could probably do it again and again and again and do sequels that would get better and better and better. But I think everybody's learning something from this. And the goal's not to be perfect in any way, you know, that's not what we're trying to do. The goal is to learn something about filmmaking, I guess, you know?
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, blow my own nose or anything, but, like, I did, improvisational theater for years and years and years, and I found out that if you're trying to create a story on the fly, which is what was going on with the 48-hour movie, everybody has to be very careful, even though they might have a really, really great idea, to kind of like back out of the way and let the good points of whatever anybody else is coming up with merge to create the optimal story.
Look frightened. You want to escape. You want to get through the glass.
You guys have just left the planet of the Spaghetti Western, right?
Okay.
You delivered the tape successfully, but you feel that it was all too slow, that they weren't organized, right? So you let them know that the next time we stop, I want everyone to be in, you know, to be more ready to act.
He's a pro. I think we have to count him as a ringer.
Except for one person, can you guess who?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. That was so wrong. All right, take it from there, ready?
Any talented guy.
Josh, wait, he knew what he was doing? That's not fair.
Yeah, right. So disillusioned.
These were supposed to be amateurs.
Josh?
Yeah, I think Josh is cool. I mean, but I know you don't care for him.
Josh is like a Perry Farrell wannabe motherfucker. He might as well be a junkie. He acts like one.
And
he
has a prepubescent voice. It's
a fucking farce, man. He like speaks in falsetto. What the fuck is that about?
I think it's very spiky.
Would you ever work on a project with Josh?
For years and years, the guy says, I'm gonna work on films. I've just gotta finish, you know, I've just gotta get the money from this job in the swing shift at Denny's, and then I'll go to, you know, the Portland Film School or something, or I'll go to the Art Institute, and I'm like, dude, just make films. Just get the equipment and do it. A million people have, and they've made better craft than you ever have.
Josh is all right. Josh
makes
is all
me
right.
think of 11th grade, and Josh I'm happy right. about that.
Never have I seen a more lazy ass piece of fucking shit. If the you know if the guy could get himself off the couch, I try and give him motivational speeches, whatever. I'm your friend. I'm trying to help you, but no. It's the same old thing again and again and again.
It's in my contract now.
Fuck not,
Josh.
No.
No. That's all it says. My contract's a blank. Josh. No. That's the only thing I care about. I'll do anything as long as it's not with Josh.
Fuck not.
He's there every night! How do you... Does anybody know that anybody feeds him? He's there every night!
So I come into the living room one day, and he's got the little, the click shutter thing, one frame at a time, on the 16mm, and a table full of Play-Doh, right? And there's like this action figure of the Pope, and he's like filming it, marching along, one frame at a time, with like the Pope's clothes flying off and this creature coming up. And then like these little boy action figures from that wizard movie was Harry Potter. And I'm not even gonna go into what he did with the Pope and the little kids.
Josh, no, I wouldn't work with him.
Any other effects, special effects?
No, just some bodily fluid effects. Yeah. The chase scene was shot on 47th Street. And
just feet away from this place.
Right? Yeah, just a few yards away from here. Yeah. Headquarters.
And what was the production cost?
Production costs were... Production costs were marginal.
So here we are shooting in video, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to get this sound, how to get the right sound for this, you know, this demon gargling, and like, okay, what are they going to gargle? And okay, how about PBR? I know that's not going to work. It's going to make somebody sick. And so we came up with skim milk. Was it skim milk?
Soy milk. I must suffer.
So you're dying now.
I'm still dying.
You're still dying. Anytime you feel like giving up, it's fine.
Four cameras. Five editing stations. 45 disposable people.
No, it's not the case.
This and this?
Yeah.
Or, like, this?
Just experiment with different ways of, like, entering and exiting the,
Just be really serious about it, okay? No smiling.
No one had any time to watch it all and make objective
right.
judgments.
Now keep that back light pole out of the shot. Is it out?
Yep.
Okay. You got more smoke cube?
Ready.
All right, go ahead and hit it. Wait till the smoke fills. Hold up.
People went out there and had no idea, and that, you know, any one of those things could have been used, but it was no, there was almost no way for us to use all of that.
Well, it stinks.
And I was like, you know, the first night we just went out there and we tried and did whatever.
And that's the good part, you know? Right? Right? That's the good part.
It was all like chaos.
Don't be laughing it! Don't be laughing at me! I'm holding a gun! A gun to your head!
Like most things in this movie, we all had to make it up as we went along. It had no real... And luckily, if you did something with enough flair, then all of a sudden the character came about during the editing process afterwards. That's the way I really think that most things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. That's it. It doesn't feel natural, but it looks pretty good. Because you've never been that surprised in real life. So.
I remember just the first night when we adjourned to Seth's place.
How the hell am I supposed to fly this
like
thing in
12 of us, and we were all sitting around.
Oh, that's true.
Seth was trying to work, and you were trying to write down a little sketch of each character. Like, what is this guy about? And who's going to be this guy? And what's his deal? And so we sort of had the beginnings of each character at that point.
Maybe a little higher so that your whole physics.
Sure.
Break after boring.
Boring.
Pause.
Pause. How long?
Two crewmen out to shoot some rotating food separately. Michael and Gazina shot some, and also Megan and Brady and me, but all this was left out of the final edit. So we felt like we had to, you know, make it up to them by naming the film Rotating Food.
Only one thing that I think was that they didn't get to, like, my joke. The way that it went, they cut out part of the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember that joke?
Nope.
You want to hear it?
Yep.
Okay. The universe is so trippy, man. Like, there was these fish, and then one of them said to the other one, hey, did you hear about this thing called water? And the other one said, well, what water? What's that? And the first fish, are you all right? Okay. Because I'm telling you about what the fish said. The first fish said, yeah, water, man. It's like the thing, you know? It's like life is made out of it and stuff. Are you all right?
Oh, the fish jumped out of the water. I don't get it.
There's two fish, right? And then one of them's like, hey, dude.
It's about fish. And they're swimming in a river.
That's it. I think, but I don't do it as well as he does.
So, Dingo.
Yeah?
Did you hear the one about the two fish?
Uh-uh.
Well, they're swimming in the river, you know? And the one fish says to the other, hey, did you hear about this magical thing called water? It's the stuff of life, man. It's like everything. It's like magical, and you gotta find out about it. And the other fish says, really? I'm gonna go find out about it. And he jumps out of the river.
What?
You know, it's not so much a joke as a cone. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Zen cone.
No, I have no idea what you're saying.
There's these three nuns. They're sitting on a park bench, and this old guy comes up to him, and he opens up his keys. He heard this one. And he flashes him, and he's showing him, you know, everything, because he's all naked under his coat and stuff. And the first nun had a stroke, and the second nun had a stroke, and the third one wouldn't touch it!
Dude, that's comedy.
Probably do it again and again and again and do sequels that would get better and better and better.
I know that we're definitely going to be working on quite a few projects in the future.
I think that we should do another 48-hour movie and try it again with, you know, learning like the lessons that were learned from the mistakes of the first time. Personally, I would say continuity is a big one. And create a whole new art form. With all 48-hour movie, a whole new art form. And I defy anybody to try this project of this magnitude.
The end of it's good. We don't need to get the whole thing, but the end of it's good.
Rolling. So I suppose you're now very proud of yourselves.
Yes, sir. Even though we're a couple of mess-ups, I think overall, we did a quality job. Don't you think so? Come on, let's give ourselves a little pat on the back.
If the world were to explode today, I would probably want to catch a gnarly wave, dude, and just ride it all the way.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
How long do you think it takes to make a movie?
Way too fucking long.
Really? Are we all just rotating food? Stuck there in the middle, spinning round and round?
Because really, aren't we all just rotating food?
Let me get a feeling here. You're like, flat pantry hot dogs, we're talking?
Michael and Gazina.
Well, no, that's a nice artistic statement. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Fucking
I've been working on it.
You don't have to understand it. That's not the point. You understand it.
That dog's gonna get some doggy biscuits.
Go, 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 go.
this isn't going to work. There's no way we can fit this in without totally boring the audience.
Because you're watching it right now.
Is Hamburglar a disciple of Hamburglar?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you rolling?
Yeah.
It's very, very simple. I tell you. We have 1 million planets to visit.
I'm just thinking, why is it 1 million exactly? I mean, that just seems like kind of an artificial...
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. Look.
Because then we'll just put that in so you can be contradicting someone else.
Okay, look. All this stuff these guys are talking about, rotating food and all, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I have scurvy. My kids have rickets. I don't want to deal with rotating food at all. Just sit it down. Let's gather around and consume. Don't spin it around. Don't, you know, make it complicated. Let's just do it and eat it and be together.
Very simple. We're coming up now on the next planet. We have approximately, I say approximately now, so you won't have to do any difficult math. We have approximately 700 videos to distribute in the next hour. We're going to be touching down in 5 minutes. When we touch down, I want you all at the door, immediately stepping out and forming an even line. Each one of you has one bag of videos in the back. You need to get the bag of videos out in less than 10 seconds. More than 10 seconds is unacceptable. You'll not see me accepting it once.
No, I'm just thinking instead of saying unacceptable.
I'll be in my trailer.